Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Islamic State hostages' fate unknown. The latest deadline came and went, with Jordan insisting on proof of life for a Jordanian Air Force pilot being held by the militants. An audio message purportedly from a Japanese journalist, also captured by Islamic State fighters, said the pilot will be killed immediately unless Jordan released by sunset Thursday Sajida al-Rashawi, an Iraqi woman on death row in Jordan for her role in deadly bombing in Amman in 2005. Three U.S. defense contractors helping train Afghan Air Force personnel were shot to death at the Kabul airport Thursday in what military sources say was an insider attack. No other details are available. Elsewhere, a suicide bomber attacked a funeral in eastern Afghanistan, killing 16 people and wounding dozens. The attack occurred in Laghman province during the funeral for a police commander and three others killed in a roadside bombing earlier Thursday. No one claimed responsibility for either of those attacks. Suspected Islamic militants set off a car bomb and fired rockets at police and military targets in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula Thursday, leaving 25 people dead. Officials say the weapons were aimed at a military base and a hotel in the town of Al-Arish, where police and military officers live. Chadian troops aiding the fight against Boko Haram are reported to have retaken a village in far northeastern Nigeria from the militants. No officials have confirmed the report. The World Health Organization says that efforts to slow the worst-ever outbreak of Ebola have now shifted to a focus on ending the epidemic after the number of new cases fell to its lowest weekly level since the end of June. A total of 99 new cases were reported last week in the most affected three Western African countries. This is VOA News. Fighting continued in the northern sector of the former ceasefire line in eastern Ukraine Thursday, as Russian-backed rebels pressed their offensive aimed at moving the line farther west. VOA's Alpesin reports.
Like many towns in this area, Popasna is on edge. Shelling can be heard faintly in the distance. Popasna is about 40 kilometers from the besieged town of Debaltseve, which is nearly surrounded by rebel forces. Rebels controlled the entire area last year before being pushed back by government troops. Meanwhile, the European Union was set to expand economic sanctions against Russia as punishment for the new round of fighting. But so far, sanctions have not convinced Russian President Vladimir Putin to change his policy. Alpesin, VOA News, Popasna, Ukraine.
Amid the sharp escalation of fighting in eastern Ukraine, European Union ministers agreed Thursday to extend by 6 months existing sanctions imposed on Russian and Russia-backed separatist officials for their roles in the conflict. Investigators from Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee says the AirAsia flight that crashed into the Java Sea last month climbed steeply, then stalled and hurtled toward the sea, and the co-pilot at the controls. All 162 people on board the plane died when it crashed December 28th. Divers have recovered 70 bodies from the wreckage. The flight was en route from Surabaya, Indonesia, to Singapore when it went down. Malaysia Airlines formally declared the disappearance of last year's flight MH370 to be an accident, meaning the 239 people aboard that flight are now presumed dead. It was off course on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, thousands of kilometers off course. VOA's Bill Ide has more.
Azharuddin Abdul Rahman, the Director General of Malaysia's Department of Civil Aviation, says that after 327 days and based on all available data, survivability in the defined area is highly unlikely.
On behalf of the government of Malaysia, we officially declare Malaysia Airlines Flight MH370 an accident.
He says the search for the missing plane, which covered over 18,600 square kilometers, will continue. Bill Ide, Beijing.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is blaming Iran for Wednesday's deadly flare-up along the Lebanese border. He says Israel will continue to defend itself against all threats. The border between Israel and Lebanon was calm Thursday, a day after clashes between Israel and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah, which ended up with two Israeli soldiers killed and a UN peacekeeper dead. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.